Monday's front page, the little subcompacts that could. Small American-made cars are gaining market share as high gas prices are once again changing buyers' tastes. The White House is refocusing the crackdown on companies that hire illegal immigrants. We'll look at what that means for owners and for workers. And would you pay for a Slurpee with a silver bullion coin? There's one state where you could. We'll find out where and why. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says the American auto industry has made small cars a central part of its comeback strategy. For years, Detroit put the emphasis on gas guzzlers. Now, American-made subcompacts are gaining market share. Rising gas prices are once again changing buyers' tastes. Ford's tiny Fiesta is the best-selling subcompact in the U.S. this year. GM Chevrolet Cruze outsold every other compact car in America last month except the Honda Civic. Nearly one in four vehicles sold in the U.S. in April was a compact or a subcompact, compared with one in eight back in 2001. And of the small cars sold in April, about 27% were American-made. That's up from 20% a year ago. Also on Monday's front page, the White House is cracking down on companies that hire illegal immigrants. Times reporter Julia Preston says the administration is focusing criminal charges against employers. That means fewer headline-making factory raids. There was a raid last month on a chain of restaurants in California. Kitchen workers were detained as immigration agents carried away payroll books. But in court a few days later, no immigrant workers faced charges. The only defendants were the owners and their accountant. If they're convicted, they could face more than 80 years in jail. Monday's Times looks at how doctors' political allegiances are changing. They're less Republican than they used to be. Times reporter Gardner Harris says one reason is doctors are abandoning private practice and taking salaried jobs in hospitals. That means new priorities for doctors' groups. They used to focus on insurance reimbursements and capping liability from lawsuits. Now they're focusing on public health and safety concerns like mandatory seatbelt use and chemicals in baby products. In Utah, it's now legal to use gold or silver as cash instead of dollars. The legislation making that possible was inspired by Tea Party supporters who believe the dollar should be backed by one of those precious metals. They're worried Obama administration policies could cause a currency collapse. So you could buy a Slurpee at a 7-Eleven with a silver bullion coin. Tom Jurkowski, a spokesman for the United States Mint, said you'd be foolish to do it. Yes, it's true that coin says $1 on the reverse, but based on the current price of silver, it's worth more like $38. Islamist militants battled Yemeni security forces in the southern city of Zanjibar. Western officials were already worried militants were exploiting the chaos in Yemen to seize territory. Violence broke out in the capital last week and more than 100 people were killed. But President Ali Abdullah Saleh agreed to a truce with tribal rivals. The fighting began after demonstrations demanding Saleh's resignation. Three times he agreed to a transfer of power, three times he's reneged on it. Inside Monday's Times, a French government minister resigned after two women filed sexual harassment lawsuits against him. Georges Tron was the state secretary for civil service. He became the first political casualty in France of the fallout from the arrest of Dominique Strauss-Kahn, who's accused of raping a maid in a New York hotel. Tron was accused of repeated sexual assaults by two women who worked for him in Dravet, where he's the mayor. Maybe Japan is not as essential to the global supply chain as it seemed right after the earthquake. It's now been more than 2 months since the disaster, and the lingering impact on industries outside Japan is limited. Monday's Business Day section zeroes in on ST Microelectronics. It's a big European company that used to buy parts and materials from Japan. It lined up some new suppliers outside Japan. Its production lines were never disrupted. Retailers think they've finally found a way to give online shopping more of the feel of going to the mall or spending an hour with a catalog. They're creating apps for tablet computers that have big magazine-style photographs. The idea is to offer shoppertainment. That word comes from Silva Kumar, the chief executive of The Find. That's a shopping search engine that's just introduced a tablet app that pulls together interactive catalogs from 30 retailers. Has the 3D boom gone bust? It's starting to look that way, at least for moviegoers in this country. Hollywood got worried last week after Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides did poor 3D business in North America. The Memorial Day weekend didn't give studio chiefs much comfort in the 3D department. Kung Fu Panda 2 had a solid but not spectacular debut. Analysts say consumers don't like high 3D ticket prices, and the novelty of putting on those funny glasses is wearing off. Here in New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo likes the idea, so a cable is in the works to carry electricity from New Jersey to Manhattan. The 7-mile cable would run under the Hudson River. It would deliver 660 megawatts, which is enough to power more than 500,000 apartments in Manhattan. But New York City officials are not completely sold on it. Some New Jersey lawmakers are against it, and now New Jersey regulators are moving to block it. That's our preview of Monday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your Memorial Day with us.